Our text for this morning is the Old Testament reading from the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. I'll read for you again these verses, beginning at verse 14. You have said, it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge or of walking as if in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. This is our text. Dear Christian friends, I'm going to start by talking about something I really don't know much about. Okay? I don't know much about investing in stocks. But as I understand it, you can invest in some kind of stocks that return a larger quarterly return in dividends. Or you can invest in another kind of stocks that does not return much of a quarterly dividend. So why would anybody want to invest in those kind of stocks? Well, the answer is that the value of the investment itself increases more rapidly when you're not siphoning the dividends off as you go along. So, you have to choose whether to focus on the short term or the long term when it comes to investing. Well, today we're not going to talk about financial investments. Instead, our text calls us to think about how we invest our lives. Because here too, you can focus on the short term or the long term. And our readings on this last Sunday of the church year point us to the long term, to Christ's return at the end of time. And they encourage us to see what really makes a difference in the long run. We see that the will of God makes no difference to some, that faith in God is what makes a difference in us, and that the grace of God is what makes a difference for us. Let's first think about how the will of God seems to make no difference to some. God says, your words have been hard against me, says the Lord. But you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape. Now, I believe that there are many here who work in places where one or more people don't do anything that they don't really have to do. And they may not show up ready for work. And they're always ready to quit on time or before. And they expect a reward for doing anything extra. But they still expect to have all their needs provided for, even if they make mistakes or do a poor job. Meanwhile, somebody else, and that somebody else may very well be you, is expected to make sure that everything gets done and to keep working even when it doesn't seem to be doing any good, even to work longer to make up for those others without getting anything extra for it. You get the picture? It hardly seems fair. So why does this second kind of person do those things? Well, the first kind of person may be called employees. The second may be called the owner. Or the first may be called students, while the second is called the teacher. Or those first kind of people may be called children, while that second one is called the parent. What makes the difference is their position. Our text is a conversation between God and those who say, it's not fair. The world is full of injustice. Well, some in the world are in the position of evildoers. They don't care about what God says. They do whatever they feel like doing. And if you notice, a lot of times they seem to get away with it. Not only that, but they lie and they cheat and they mistreat others and they get rich as a result. There are those today, too, who are arrogant, and we say, boy, look how blessed they are. Others in this are in the position of God's people. And they try to do what God wants. And they walk around as if in mourning. That is, they repent and are sad when they fail to obey God. But it's frustrating. What difference does it make? Others who don't even try to do right are better off. We tend to be pragmatists. We know how Christians should live, and we try to live that way. So how is that working for you? Are you experiencing a benefit? Or does it sometimes seem as if it makes no difference? What good does it do to be loving and kind and generous if others just take advantage of you? What good does it do to work hard if the pay is low? What good does it do to be qualified if there aren't any jobs? What good does it do to study hard at things which seem at the time to be irrelevant? But Malachi says, even the people who think I am doing everything right are actually doing wrong as well, because they're speaking against God as if he doesn't know what he's doing with things. And so they also are saying, we don't care about God's will when it's different from what seems to be right to me. It may be true that our doing what is right does not make a difference in what happens, at least in the short term, but faith in God does make a difference in us. Verse 16, then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. So a group of people is speaking with each other. And there's a group like this at a class reunion, and one of them happens to mention how much he makes, which is a lot. He sort of pauses as if to wonder, okay, and how much, what do you make? Well, others start speaking up about what they make, but differently. They talk about how they make things, buildings, machinery, products that everybody needs. That's what they make. And then there's this other group. And they don't make a whole lot of money, and they don't make any things. They work in nursing homes, or child care, or in schools, or they're volunteers, or they're stay-at-home mothers. And one of them speaks up and says, okay, I'll tell you what I make. I make a difference. Well, the point of this story is not just to compare the importance of one job with another, because all these jobs are important, but that there are different reasons why we do the things we do. Our reasons for doing what we do is not just the benefits that we receive or can see, but because we trust in God for all the things that we can't see. And this includes the blessings that we have to wait for in the future, but it also includes the ways that we benefit others in ways that we may never see in this life, bringing them hope or peace or bringing them to faith. Verse 18 says, there comes a time when you will see a difference between the righteous and the wicked on the last day. But I think that people should be able to see a difference between the righteous and the wicked now. I think that being people of God in faith should make a difference, not just in what we have, but a difference in who we are and what we do. So in our text, this group of people speaks with each other. And they are identified as those who respect God. But we're not told what they say to each other. But obviously, they're encouraging each other to keep on doing what is right. Maybe they're saying, remember all the times in the past when the wicked who prospered for a while finally got their due. Or maybe they're saying, remember, God is faithful to keep his promises. Or maybe they're saying, remember how God has already given us everything we need for life. Or maybe they're saying, you know, remember we also do bad things, and we have not done all what we should have done, and we also have escaped because of God's gracious love and forgiveness. Or maybe they're saying to each other, just think of all the fear and the anxiety and the guilt or the shame that we don't have to live with because we trust in God. Why do those people who have faith do as they do? It's not just because the things that they do really do make a difference in the long run, but because of what makes all the difference in the world, which is what God has already done for us. The grace of God is what makes the difference in us. Verse 17 says, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. Do you ever do anything that you hope that you never benefit from? What about investing in insurance? You hope you never have to cash in that insurance policy, especially life insurance. You're not going to benefit from that at all. It's not going to pay off till after you die. There's another benefit that happens and comes when we die, but the difference is the ones who pay for it. It is God who has already done it for us. God says the last day is coming when finally we will see what God already sees all the time. We will see the blessings that come through faith in Him that are worth more than life in this world can even contain. But especially we will see then how great is His love and His mercy and how totally dependent we are, not on anything we deserve for what we have done, but on what Jesus has done for us. God will spare us, He says, as a man spares his own son who serves him. But it is because God did not spare His own Son who serves Him, but sent Him to serve us because of all that we have failed to do. Because He's the parent and He's the owner. The people of Israel put God to test in the wilderness, and yet they escaped because of Jesus, who also, when He came, was tested in the same ways, but was faithful and was obedient. During His life, most people didn't see the difference. He didn't look like the Holy Son of God. He didn't appear to be prosperous or blessed. When He died, it was an obvious injustice, even to the criminals hanging there with Him. But instead of complaining, He blessed others because He knew what was happening in the end. He knew that in the end, He is reigning in glory and He is gathering us into paradise. This is what God's book of remembrance is all about, that the text refers to. It's not all about Him remembering what we have done, but it's all about His remembering what He has done for us and who He has done it for. God has a long memory. He's going to remember us in the end. This is why we need to remember what's written in that other book of remembrance, the book that's written for us about all that God has done, the Bible. And why He gives us Holy Communion in remembrance of Him. Because He's already made us part of His treasured possession by making us His own dear children in baptism. And there's nothing He treasures more than us as His children. On this last Sunday of the church year, we're reminded of how things end in the long run. Often in this life, it may seem that everything is unfair and rigged. Until we win, in the end, then things look very different. The will of God makes no difference to some. It seems to make no difference in what they have. They prosper anyway. But complaining shows that God's will doesn't matter to us. Faith in God is what makes a difference in us. Trust in God, not just the benefits we can see, is what makes all the difference in what we do. And the grace of God is what makes all the difference for us. This is true already now, in ways that we don't see. But in the end, we will see how it makes all the difference in the world. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen. Now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.